Welcome, 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 welcome back, my nieces, my nephews, welcome back. It is yours truly, the unclest of uncleisms. It is I, Uncle Dewey. Did you miss me? Sometimes I miss myself. Oh, but that's a whole different discussion right there. Check me out. All right, so what's going on with you? It is after Thanksgiving. Thank you all for your support and listening to the Turkey Smash podcast. I really appreciate all of the support, all of the love. Thank you all so much. I'm trying to go in a different direction as we near the end of the year. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. Just a couple ideas that I have that are floating around and everything. And, you know, we'll see what happens with that. So, once again, thank you. Thank you for all your support. It is episode 17? Yeah, 17. And a couple thoughts here and there I want to discuss with you as we go into the podcast. And just want to say thank you once again for all your support. Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. As you notice in the appearance, I did a little updating with the appearance of the podcast. I have an updated picture of myself. Yes, I'm still fine. Still fine. Yes, I am. You can't tell me no different. All right. So also changed the name too. So, you know, just to update and to keep things going in a, you know, a more modern like direction, I guess, if that's one way to word it. All right. So it is now called the Uncle Dewey Podcast. I know that I originally started out with Listen to Your Uncle, but I decided to go ahead and change it, you know, to, I guess, to personalize it just a tad bit more, a little splash, a little bit of smidget. Well, I mean, you pretty much get the idea. I was just going to say a smidge more of personalization sauce. You get where I'm going. Okay. But still, this is the intro, and I just want to thank you all once again, and I'm going to get into a couple of topics, but the core topic of this podcast is the dark world of relationships. And I'm trying to get maybe one or two people on the podcast to give a point of view from their side about how relationships are nowadays. And maybe you all can learn something from this and gain some type of perspective or understanding or whatever it is that you gain from the podcast. Either way, whatever you gain, I appreciate you. You, the listener, I really appreciate you. And I thank you for your support, even by you just simply clicking play to listen to me and my foolishness. I appreciate it. I really do. I know that you probably noticed the difference in the music in the background. I actually compose some of my own music. And shout out to SoundCloud. Yeah, I got a little profile on SoundCloud under Dumatic, if you want to go and check out some of the stuff that I've loaded lately. And, you know, check me out, like whatever. But I've definitely added, you know, I definitely changed the music, you know. And of course, I'm talking to you on my computer and notifications from Facebook are coming up. Great. Now, this is the intro. Thank you all once again and sit back and enjoy the ride. I'm going to venture off on a couple subjects, but my core subject for this podcast is the dark world of relationships. So sit back, relax, and I always say get you something to drink. But while I'm recording this intro, I'm hungry again. And I had dinner. So I'm about to go get me a snack. And you do the same. And I always tell you to call your mama. Yeah, go ahead and text your mama too. And look, we'll be back in just a moment. So get ready to ride. And we'll see you then. Uncle Dewey love you. It's the Uncle Dewey Podcast. Call your mama. All right, here I am. Holla if you hear me. And if not, then just listen. But while you're listening, understand one fact. I got my man Will in the house. William Ingram.
Yes, sir. We back again on the ones and twos.
Ones and twos, or however that goes. Now, before we go further, we are definitely going to venture into the world, the dark world of relationships, and I got my girl Stacy coming up. We're gonna call her. This should be an interesting conversation. But I wanted to tell you all, as well as Will, that this week I learned an in-depth definition to a term that I always heard for years. Mm-hmm. Would you like to know that term?
What is it, bro?
Whoop-de-whoop.
Uh-oh. Whoop, there it is.
Whoop-de-whoop. If I was to spell it, it'd probably be like W-O-O-P-T-I-E-W-O-O-P. And if I was to define it, I would say that whoop-de-whoop is an assumed action or reaction within a situation. So let me explain in modern terms. Boom. So old girl wanted to come over last night, right?
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been working and everything, working hard lately. So, you know, she come through and everything. We watch the TV, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then whoop the whoop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to kick her out because, you know, I had to be to work 6 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning.
So what do you think whoop the whoop meant?
Well, you know, it could be different things.
Uh-huh, different things.
Yes, it can.
But it is base word assumed, right?
Of course.
If I don't tell you everything that's going on, whoop the whoop, right?
In other words, read between the lines.
Read between the lines, exactly. Read between the lines. That's right. Read between the lines. That's right. So, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 17. And, you know what I'm saying? Whoop the whoop. We're going to get into it. See that? I got y'all with that one, didn't I? Got y'all.
Yes, sir.
Got y'all with that one. Now, I do want to address a random situation that happened last week.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, I went to an adult beverage haberdashery.
A what?
The liquor store.
Oh. At least you said the three red dots.
Yeah, the red dot. All right. So, you know, I made my purchase.
Okay.
Whoop de whoop. Okay. All right. Let me stop with that. I made my purchase. You know, and I walked out the door. I walked to my car.
Mm-hmm.
Open the door, and I just happened to look back. I seen this lady. She was walking in with a little child in the liquor store. Here come the whoop de whoop, the assumed situation that could have happened, so assumed act. Now, what could have happened was that she probably just got off of work, had a bad day,
right?
Just went to the babysitter,
mm-hmm.
Picked up the baby, and was like, "Look, mama had a bad day. Mama needs something hard to drink, and we about to hit the red dots.
Flag on the play.
Go
flag
ahead.
Flag on the play.
Proceed.
Time out.
Proceed.
Time out.
Proceed.
Time out. You know, first of all, why are you taking the baby to the liquor store?
I mean, the child looked like she could have been like between the ages of 5 and 7, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
You just show her an image of bad karma.
Woo woo.
Number two. Number two,
mm-hmm.
Do you realize just by her purchasing liquor, kids are like recorders? They could see and say things,
mm-hmm.
But she ain't had that type of thought process, did she?
Well, see, she could have been like, you know, hey, mommy got to get some adult juice.
No, it's one of them hoochie moms. That's what it is.
Some grown-up juice.
Grown-up juice?
Yeah, grown-up juice.
Oh, okay.
Mommy had to get some grown-up juice.
What happened to Sprite? What happened to Welch's grape juice?
It just don't kick like that. Like the adult juice. Like the grown-up juice. It just don't kick. See, mommy need that kick. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
mommy out there making money, and she needed that kick. It was a bad day.
I know it's a bad day in the neighborhood, but good day. Don't put child services in the middle of your, you know, relapse. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you'd have walked into the liquor store, you see DSS see that. Oh,
okay.
You know what?
Hold on.
I'm about to panic.
Flag on the play, sir.
Oh, what's the flag on the play?
I got a question from the audience. First of all, mm-hmm. Why is DSS there? Cause DSS had a bad day too.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
But
we have our bad days.
Yeah, we do. We all had our bad days. But it's a thing called don't work harder, think smarter. And she was working too hard to get that liquor, not thinking smarter.
Well, quoting a few lines from the gospel medley, I Won't Complain,
mm-hmm.
It simply states, I've had some good days.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some bad days.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some hills to climb.
To the mountaintop.
Right. So she obviously had to have a hill to climb in her quest. You know, I'm not even going to finish my sentence. It's just too much foolishness.
I understand.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is about that time. I'm going to go ahead and proceed to call my girl Stacy. And I'm going to do it after this break. And we're going to go ahead and get into the dark world of relationships.
Get your popcorn ready. Get your notebooks and your pens. This is going to be an interesting conversation.
Speaking of notebooks, pass me that notebook right there to your left-hand side. Get my notes ready. I'm going to be moderator tonight.
Oh, gonna be the moderator.
Moderator. So, you know, this should be interesting.
Very interesting.
All right, stay tuned. And like I always say, you know, call your mama, text your mama, whatever. And we'll be right back.
First of all, where's my bedroom shoes? You gotta cover my pinky toe. It's kind of cold outside. You know that?
You took them with you, sir.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Don't judge me.
The dark world of relationships after the break. Stay tuned.
Peace.
Peace. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I got my man Will right here on the left-hand side. But I also have a special guest in the house tonight via phone. It is my girl Stacy. She is, how can I say, she's not of this planet, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to put it to you that way.
What planet is she from?
Part of the same one I'm from, you know.
Oh, okay.
She's of the few in this world with a beautiful mind like she has.
Diamonds and pearls. Oh,
okay. And Will is having a moment while I'm trying to give her a proper introduction. She's one of a kind. She's my buddy, my pal, my ace, all of that. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you my girl, Stacy Smith.
City Hall. Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh. What is going on, darling? Yeah, that was that 90s throwback. Mm-hmm. What is going on, darling?
All right, life. Just living life.
Good. So, previous to us recording, we discussed like some of the topics I had jotted down because we are now entering Hell's Gates into the dark world of relationships. Interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. Good. So we're going to try to make sure that our volume is right so that people can hear you when you give your replies.
Well, at least before we enter Hell's Gate, we at least got to get an Andrew some dap or something before we go down this hell kitchen.
Well, we gave her a proper introduction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, you over there sipping on that adult juice over
well,
there.
Well, hey, look, you know, don't judge me because I'm beautiful.
You know, Stacy, prior to you coming in, we had you know, talked about adult juice and, you know, and the importance of that. Adult juice meaning, you know.
Very important.
Yeah, very important. So, Stacy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about y'all?
Doing pretty good. Tell the people about yourself a little bit. You know, whatever you want us to know. You know, it's all about you right now. What's up?
Oh, let's see. Well, I'm not good at these things. I'm 37.
Uh-huh.
I got two kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have a giant almost 16-year-old.
It'll
be 16 days after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a 12-year-old baby.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right. That's right. All right. Well, we're going to, let me see, make sure the sound is great. I hope the sound is good because we're about to get into it. So, you know, we're going to be gentlemanlike about the situation.
Yes. Yes, we are. Be gentlemen.
And we're going to, and we're going to go ahead and ask the first question. The first question, is what is the biggest misconception of a relationship?
The placement of priority.
Uh-huh.
You know, people come into relationships and their priorities are often not about the love and the camaraderie and the relationship. serious when it comes to relationships, meaning about titles, like being posting on social media and things like that. And getting a title is cool and all, but you still got to work to keep that title.
Right.
Also, roles in life, people coming to, you know, casual dating and with your girlfriend, you know, with exclusivity situations with spouse responsibilities and expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And the lines feel very blurred. And then you have people, you know, you get out of the relationship, it ends bad, and you have people begin to downplay relationships and insult the integrity of relationships.
Right. Right. And, you know, integrity is definitely a big thing when it comes to relationship. Absolutely. I agree. So, Will, what you think about? Just think about that.
I mean, pretty much she make everything into a nutshell. Mm-hmm. I mean, my thing is the best conception in a relationship is pretty much is like a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about, okay, what can you bring to the table? Or like what Jenna Jackson said, what can you do for me lately? You know what I'm saying?
And this man over here quoting Janet. Yeah, you all right.
You know, but the point is, it's all about, I want to invest in my time so it won't waste it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest concept of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, you know, from the jump, you know, we always meet the representative, you know, yes, you know, everything is check, check, check. But the biggest thing is, it's all about get to know the self, because here's the catch. Now, the representative, this is the person and this is who they actually are, and they are genuine, that's a plus. But you can't fake yourself, because eventually when self come out, that's when you really got to know that side of that person.
Okay.
Don't you agree, Stacy?
I agree with that.
Okay, cool. Now, one thing, you know, talking to a few coworkers of mine, you know, one thing I learned is that on both sides, it seems like both sides are kind of afraid to define a relationship, and I want to know, why is that? Like Stacey, who do you think is more afraid to define a relationship? And this is like probably from experience. You know, you can reflect from experience, but who do you think is more afraid to define a relationship, the man or the woman, and why?
You know. I was thinking about that since I posed that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost 50-50 for me, because women can sometimes have the tendency to attach more definitions that were not said to the relationship title, and men have a tendency to downplay said things. Because I can recall a situation when I told a dude, you don't have to use the premise of a relationship if you just want to have sex with me. Just tell me you just want to have sex with me. I have two answers, yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
But men like to play games and act like, you know, we're going to do all this stuff with an ulterior motive. And then women have a different ulterior motive. Theirs is more like, I'm trying to get married, I want a baby, blah, blah, blah. And we'll add on to it and make something bigger than it is. So, excuse me, it's almost like nobody ever really defines a role, unless, coming to your next question, there is clear, illicit communication on what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I agree. And because I feel like certain feelings have to be tapped or touched or involved in order to wonder, you know, what it will be the next level and what we have going on right now, if that means anything. So it's like saying, who's more afraid to define a relationship? I guess it depends on who is more afraid to take that risk as far as crossing that line, you know, to seeing what we're doing, without looking like a fool.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Something like that.
I ain't mean to cut you off like fly of a car in traffic, but I'm gonna ask you something.
What, man?
When you was a kid, right?
When I was a kid.
Are you afraid when somebody said jump in the pool, even though it's deep? You gonna make that leap?
First of all, I can't swim. And second of all, I'm still a bit traumatized because I remember one time I went to the pool with my dad and I was scared to get in the water. So
okay. Well, I'm gonna take it from there. It go a little something like this.
Man, whatever, man. Go ahead.
I'm using that scenario as when you got two people, right? Yep. When you what Stacy just said, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When you got two mature adults, adults as we could say. Mm-hmm. When y'all are together, it's about the action behind it without using the word relationship. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like she said, hey, look, at the end of the day, I want to know at the door, hey, are we going to have sex? Yes or no? It's up to my decision. True. Mm-hmm. But let's be real. I'm not going to be direct to say, hey, look, I want to have sex with you and this, that, and the third. Why? Because it kills my intentions. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
So.
Right. So off top, it's all about the action win, and also behind the action is chemistry. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes when you just let everything take its course, mm-hmm. the answer behind the action is going to define if you want to take it there or take it not.
Okay.
Without even saying anything.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Okay.
And this is when the confusion comes in. Mm-hmm. When we started to dissect that, mm-hmm. you know, that put us in a position of what are we?
Right.
Are we together? And again, key word, depend on the chemistry. Mm-hmm. It depends on the vibe. Mm-hmm. Are we together or are we just kicking it? Because mm-hmm. sometimes kicking it can lead to that relationship.
Okay.
And sometimes kicking it is, okay, it just is what it is. We have fun. Thank you for your time. Go, don't forget your receipt. And then whenever we see each other, it is what it is.
Receipt.
I'm sorry. In other words, next time we see each other, then, you know, we may, you know, try this again.
I didn't know you can count arrangements on your taxes.
Okay. Of course. So it really depends.
Exactly. So, you know, we had segued a bit. Exactly. we had segued a bit into the next question. You know, we had touched on it a little bit, but you know, I want to bring that, you know, definitely want to bring that up. Why is communication important in a relationship? Why is it important, Stacey?
You know what, the responses to your last question tells you why communication is important.
Exactly.
On the last two questions, we take communication each time. You've got to talk. You have to be able to speak. If you don't feel comfortable saying something to somebody that's supposed to be your partner, that you're in a relationship with, no matter the nature of your relationship, you don't need to be there if you can't speak up. Mm-hmm. And that's something I wish I knew in my marriage. But I know that now.
Right.
You know, you've got to speak up. You've got to make your needs known. You know, telepathy, there's some people with the gift, but everybody don't have that. And that is not on the norm. So you have got to speak up and be clear on what you want. I want you to do this for me. I want you to touch me here. Don't kiss me there. You got to be making known what you want and how you want it so that you can be happy and your partner can be happy. And your partner can be happy that they made you happy and vice versa. You have to communicate.
And you,
everything.
That's what's up.
And you
absolutely gas in my car. You know?
Exactly.
And you're absolutely right, Stacey. Communication is the biggest thing in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know. But here's the dilemma that we all fail on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when people say something what they want and the other partner, they're taking it. but they don't react on it, that's when the problem comes. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Like, prime example. Hey, like you said, hey, kiss me here, kiss me there. Well, I kiss you here, I kiss you there, but I'm not going to do it all the time. Why? Hey, we communicating. Do you want me to tell you how I feel about you, or do you want me to hold it in, and then when we have an argument, now, it's an issue. You see what I'm saying? Like you say, communication is biggest, is the biggest thing, so y'all could be on one accord, and y'all could, the biggest thing is understand each other. And once y'all understand each other,
absolutely,
and that's when the bond and everything will come in full force. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, when it comes down to communication, some stuff that, you know, we talk about, it could be good. Some, it's going to be difficult to talk about. But the point is, I'd rather we talk about the difficult things instead of, in the long run, it's going to be an issue. And it's going to turn, it's going to really going to mess us up at the end.
All right.
That's actually, we're in a relationship, and, you know, we're doing what we do, I should be able to talk to you about anything, whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And disagreements are fine. You don't have to agree with everything that I say. Mm-hmm. We can debate things in a healthy manner. But I ain't about to argue. I ain't got the time or the energy. I'm not going to argue with you. You can talk to yourself while I look you dead in your eyes.
But not now.
We should be able to talk about anything.
You're right. But here's the catch. Even though you're not going to argue about it, the issue is still there. So eventually, you can't keep going around the issue. You got to go head first with it. And I ain't going to lie to you, everybody do not like to go to an issue that is difficult, but I'd rather you go through it than going around it, because again, it's going to build up to more and more difficult arguments, and it's going to be a tainted on our relationship.
That sounds...
Nothing in a relationship should be an elephant in the room. The elephant should not exist.
You know what? You're right.
It shouldn't. We should have that lane open. We should understand, you know, that some, like you said, some of these topics are not going to be easy. But we got to take care of this, because we don't need nobody mental health failing because you're bottling stuff up. I did that for 12 years in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cool. It's not cool at all. I'm just getting to a point where I don't think about it, I don't feel it. And I was talking to you, you even like something, and that's okay. Just know that I'm saying what I need to say, you know, for me. And if you can't deal with it, I'm not telling you. But, you know, we got to communicate. It's imperative. We got to talk about everything, down from food to what we're going to do tonight. We got to talk about everything.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Now, let me just say this to y'all. But first of all, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and then we're going to come back to take on the other half of the questions for tonight. And coming up with, does honesty really help or hurt the relationship? And I think personally that you all have touched on that just a bit, but we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and take on that part of the questions.
Well,
this has been great so far, y'all. This has been awesome.
Well, I got a question. Since she says the elephant in the room,
what, man?
Only thing to do is throw some peanuts, and then the elephant stuff it, and you got peanut butter, and everybody happy.
And the elephant is going to remember you for that, because you know elephants have very good memory.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So Stacey, we gonna call you right back. We're going to call you right back, okay. and in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take this break. So y'all sit tight. This is the dark world of relationships.
That's great. At least I can look for my bedroom shoes. My pinky toe is cold.
Dark world, and William is over here on this on this adult juice, and I think Stacey is on the adult juice too. Everybody's adulting, juicing, except myself, because I'm trying to be the moderator here.
He's the DD, sir.
Hey, y'all, this
somebody's got to be there.
Right. Somebody has to be sober for this one. So look, we're going to go ahead and take this break real quick, and we're going to get right back into it. For the listeners out there,
alrighty,
stay tuned, because this is getting good. Stay tuned. And like I always say in my podcast, I always say, during this break, call your mama, text your mama, get something to drink. You already know how it go.
Make sure you lock the gate, because it's open.
Lock the gate or whatever. You know, do whatever. And we'll be back after this.
Alrighty.
All right. Yo, Will.
Knock, knock.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
Slap.
No.
You it.
No. No.
No.
Face mask.
Oh, God. That means somebody breath stank.
No, we're still in the pandemic, people.
Oh, Lord.
Here face mask. Face mask.
Face mask.
Face mask.
Yes. Make sure you have your face mask on. If you forgot it, hey, make sure you buy 5 for $10 live at any store near you.
Face mask.
All day long.
Face mask. All right. So we are back, and I hope that you did what I asked you to do, and that was to go and get something to drink. And speaking of drink, Will is over here to the left with a drink.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely feeling it. Yep, and we are back. And once again, give it up for my girl Stacy, y'all. Yay! All right. We are back. Now, one thing I'm beginning to notice is that while discussing one topic, it segues into another topic. That means that we are on the right path. I like that. So, here's a good one. For the listeners out there, definitely listen up for this one. All right. Stacy, you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Does honesty really help or hurt the relationship?
If it's not helping, it's a problem. Mm. And your problem is much bigger than anything that you can verbalize.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that you can look me dead in my eye and insult myself just by lying to me and not being honest, we got a way through the problem.
Okay, put the gun down.
I think I'm striking the nerve.
Okay.
Oh, here she goes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, proceed.
I like that. Keep going. Yeah.
You know, I have a big problem of mine in any relationship. Any relationship situation, whether it is a romantic relationship, a kind of relationship, down to my kids will tell you, and they'll tell anybody, he's a lot of my mama, she don't like that. It really is to me a blow to my intelligence. You can look me in my eye and concoct something, and I'm supposed to be dumb enough to believe it. Right? And I've been like this as a child. That makes me want to fight. Like, it makes me want to fight.
Man, look.
So if you cannot. Particularly if we're in a romantic relationship, you cannot be honest with me. Like, don't assume that I can't handle the truth. And I might not be able to handle the truth, and that's me, because you're only responsible for your delivery, not my perception. But don't assume I can't handle the truth. If you love me like you say you do, we're in this relationship, and we're supposed to be doing this thing together, you should be able to come to me no matter how frank the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest. And I'll let you know if I like what's going on or not.
See,
move
out the way.
Okay.
See, right there. right there. Let me put my bow tie on.
Oh, stroking nerve.
Now, what's the question is? You said, does honesty help or hurt a relationship?
Yes, Pastor.
Thank you. It's going to be something like this. Stacy?
Come on, take time, Pastor.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, watch my cape. At the end of the day, right, it does help a relationship. Honestly, it does. You know, if I come to you, I say, you know what, Stacy, you are look beautiful today, right? And I will make sure everything is the best thing since chocolate milk. I was being honest because of the fact that I care about your feelings. However, right, sometimes, you ever heard the expression, keep it real goes wrong? Right. So when honesty hurts somebody, right, it go a little something like this. You know what? You know what, babe? I don't like the fact that you wearing that dress today. You know what? That's not my type. You represent me wrong. I'd rather you go ahead and change. Mind you, you bought the dress and that is your favorite dress because you look good inside. So you say, you know what? Fine, I do it. We go out. Silent treatment. Baby, you okay? Mm-hmm. You okay? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you? Nothing. What you mean nothing? Now here's the problem. It's something that I did wrong. It's something I said. No, it's whatever. What? Hey, what's wrong? You know what? Like you said, you don't like my dress, so I don't want to hear what you got to say. See, there you go. Now look, babe, you want me to be honest? I'm telling you, babe. Hey, look, I don't like the dress. I don't think it's right for you. Well, look, you could have kept certain stuff to yourself. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's all about my feelings. It's all about being considerate of how I feel. Here's the dilemma. We confuse. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you asking me to be honest, babe. Man, that's beside the point. The fact that you should have kept certain to yourself. You got to be considerate of your feelings. Certain stuff should not be said. So, here we go.
Well, did we strike a nerve or what?
Because No. I made sure I take my little shot today.
Look, because it sounds like everything that he said sounds like something from experience. Like he done been down that road.
So here it go. Now here's another dilemma. So when you come out, you say, "Hey, babe, do you like the dress?" I say, "Yeah, I like it." You sure you don't? You sure? I mean, you could be honest with me. No. I do like the dress. You know, babe, you are beautiful. Are you sure? Yeah, baby, you beautiful. And you go on in your carry way. Mind you know your man, right? You know how he thinks. You know how he carry himself. So when he don't say anything, you know from the jump that he don't like his dress, but the fact that he don't tell you at the gate. So everything's going good, everything's fine until when y'all had that moment by yourself, and then when you start talking, it go a little something like this. Babe, look, what's wrong? There's nothing wrong, babe. Everything's fine. Now look, babe, all you have to do is be honest with me. If you didn't like the dress, how come you didn't tell me you didn't like the dress? I would put something on. Now you put us in a position like, well, damn. If I should have been honest from the jump. So it's a catch-22. You get what I'm saying? But it's all about being considerate of your feelings. So it's a catch-22. It's went from, my point is how keeping it real goes wrong, but at the same time, you have to backtrack what you say to cover your tracks of not getting to a difficult argument about a small situation. Where's my damn cherries? You know what?
That was very oddly
specific.
Right. And
it aggravated me.
You know that.
Communication as well. He should have verbalized, communicated with you how she felt about what you said. That could have been a healthy debate depending on the before of your relationship. But, you know, you could, to me, you could be honest and say, you know what, you look good, but I don't like that dress. It's up to me. I'll draw my change and maybe change it to something that you might like a little bit more, or I'm not gonna change. I'm not gonna sit between a bull over again. I might be eating. We about to have fun. But that's just me. I've learned over in my years that I am a different breed.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You know, right. We like the Marines. It's the few and the proud. You know, that's where the different breed comes
from. You know, I'm going to say this. You know,
it's the honesty still needs to be there. Okay, so you don't like the dress, but don't sit there and lie to me to make me feel better and stuff. And I'm out here looking like a can of biscuits. And people up and take pictures and Snapchat me, because that's what people do. Please tell me you don't like the dress and it don't sit right on me.
First of all, let's go back to that to can of biscuits. Oh my lord.
I'm supposed to be a girl, so I'll be knowing.
Look. I was going to say this. You know, the next question really, as of this point, does not need to be mentioned because of the fact that I think you all have said a mouthful. But just to go on record, the question was, how important is it to be up front? But that's pretty much a segue, you know, from the first part of the question when I said, does honesty really help or hurt a relationship? So it's like you pretty much already, both of you had already pretty much segued into that part, because this is interesting.
Wait. No. I got you.
No, Lord.
Stacey, you with me? Of course you are. She always be by my side, just like a wallet in your back pocket. So at the end of the day, it's nothing wrong with being up front. Here's the catch, she gonna agree. It's all about the delivery. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? You gotta understand.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When you being up front, right? Mm-hmm. And being honest. Right, it's all about your delivery. Mm-hmm. I can't be up front and be disrespectful with, even though you're telling the truth. Right. Now I feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's all about how to, you could send a message, but it's how the way you send it. Mind you, everybody have feelings. Everybody, you know, we adults, so everybody can understand where you're coming from. Okay, it's just two sides to the track. Mm-hmm. But if you tell me, hey, look, you know, babe, you know, this, that, the third. I don't like this, that, the third. Mm-hmm. I had to take consideration of saying, you know what? I got to see where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. Because there's certain stuff that she see that I don't see. Mm-hmm. And it should be vice versa. Like she said, that's where the 50-50 comes in. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But you got a lot of relationship, what cause unnecessary arguments is, even though you be truthful, but your delivery turns to a blow up. Don't you agree, Stacey?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Stacey, what you feel about
because
that?
Because as a human, you're only responsible for your delivery. You're not responsible for my perception. But if we're in this thing called a partnership and a relationship, you should also know how to come at me. So I would, you know, my thing is something that I do is I'm pissed off about it. I'm not going to mull over it. Might not bring the topic up because my mouth is very ruthless.
Okay.
I'm the daughter of a former Navy vet that's also a pastor. So my mouth can get ruthless. So I know how to watch me so that my delivery is what I want it to be. And I'm hoping that your perception, it will be that I brought this from a place of love. But you should know your partner and know how to bring something to them. You should know their sensitivity point. You know it's something that you can say that can set them off. Try to avoid that. Try not to do things out of anger. Do it, say it with love. And it should be easy at that point. But, you know, it falls back. It goes all the way back to the top of communication.
Okay.
If that communication has been followed up until that point, then being upfront about something shouldn't be that much of a task.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to throw a wild card in the game real quick because both of you all have great answers. So we're going to touch base with reality real quick. Okay, both of you are in a relationship. You know, Will, you got your girl. Stacey, you got your man. Okay.
Can I add that she got Barrett's song?
No. Oh. You can't. Oh. Listen. All right, listen.
Oh, okay.
Okay, listen. So. All right, both of your significant others haven't showered in a few days, and they're starting to have a bit of a body odor. So, you know, I've gotten from your answers so far that it's all about delivery, you know, which is true. So, Stacey, you know, ladies first, how would you tell your gentleman that, you know, he hasn't showered in a few days, and, you know, he's having a body odor? And in the meantime, while I'm asking you, this Will is over here cutting up because I know he's going to say something stupid. but you know, because we are talking about being upfront, you know, in a relationship. So, you know, I mean, did you say, baby, you stink or what?
I would would first, you know, and this is mommy brain. Remember, I got pre-teen and teenagers, so I kind of be dealing with this in the house right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing I honestly think about is mental health, because I've actually been there. Mm-hmm. Nobody had to tell me, but I knew I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do for myself. And first thing I gotta do is make sure you're not depressed. Do we need to talk about something? We got something going on. I have been in a situation where my spouse is not fresh. I found out by way of laundry. And I'm trying to think how I dealt with it, but I wasn't as well versed on communication as I am now. This is early in my marriage. I was like 22, 23.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched this laundry a little better. But I think now the way that I would handle it, you know, at this big age, is first thing we gotta do, I gotta make sure your mental health is good, because that is a sign of depression. You really lose the motivation to do basic things for yourself.
That's a good point.
You're laying in the bed, you literally don't have the motivation to do anything. So first I gotta make sure we're good there, because if I need to find your therapist, baby, I got you. Like, sit down. I work for health insurance. I got you. We're gonna find somebody. After that, you know, there's little ways to do it. Because we can even make this fun. Come on here, take a shower with me, baby. We can make this fun. Please wash really good.
Yeah.
You know, we can make this fun. It's a way to do it without being insulting. And I'm sure God, I'm surprised my kids are not running here and saying, really, Mom? Did you just tell a few things? Yes. for adults.
Right.
You gotta realize that for the dough, it's got to be something else going on. There are some who would just get up and just not wash it off. But for the majority of adults, that's something completely abnormal. So now we got to come back down to communication and honesty. Like,
right.
I need you to be honest with me. Are you good?
Right.
What's going on? My phone is actually talking about messing with me.
That's awesome. All right, so this is going to be a bit of a sticky one, because we got to ask the guy's side of this situation. How would you pretty much mention to your significant other?
Well, you already know what I'm about to say.
I don't.
You know what? There's a thing called soap, right? Costs a dollar after dollar.
You will not.
I would do that.
You do not have the balls, sir.
Well, actually.
Go ahead.
You know what? No. But no, here's the thing. It depends on the person.
Your significant other, dude?
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is my significant other.
Yeah.
You got to remind yourself, when you be up front, you got to be considerate of her feelings.
Right.
Because sometime when a stitch come, it could come from different areas. That, in other words, she had that problem. And like she said, mental health, it could be mentally something
mm-hmm.
that she can't get rid of.
But in this scenario, we're talking about, like, you know, she's always kept herself up all the time.
Right.
And all of a sudden, like, she's kind of, you know, not been keeping herself up.
Well, and that's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
Sometimes being considerate of somebody's feelings, as guys, we try to let it slide.
Mm-hmm.
That just a natural. But when it gets too much, we have to prepare ourselves to address the issue. Again, it depends on the female. Mm-hmm. Now, you got some females saying, hey, look, tell me straightforward. Okay, well, let me be straightforward with you. Then she could say, take it on the chin. Okay, cool. What area I need to wash on? Okay, fine.
Everything.
Right. But you got some of them saying, well, when you tell them that, they get into their feelings until, here's the catch, until when they think about it, when they're out of their feelings, when they think about it, they talk about, you know what? I want to say, you know what? I appreciate that you come to me
mm-hmm.
and tell me about the problem. And I did attack that area in order for me to, you know, please you. And that right there by itself is like, okay, no problem. And you have to explain to them, look, that's even a segue of when I'm coming to you, I'm not coming to you as disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to you because when if the tables was turned, I want you to come to me and say, hey, babe, look, you kind of tank. You know, you need to get yourself in the shower and bathe, you know, because at the end of the day, I don't want you to smell like today. I want you to smell like tonight, you know. And at the end of the day, it could be vice versa. So you have to be aware of, again, depending on the woman, how you say things. Mm-hmm. Instead of they take it to the heart, they put it on social media, they get a bunch of likes, and all of a sudden you're an asshole. Excuse my language.
All right, so look, we are about to reach our limit on this one particular subject. Yeah. Segment, excuse me. And we're going to start back up another one. So for the listeners out there, please stay tuned. And this is definitely going in a very interesting direction. But I tell you, I'm really having a ball. Stacey, you having a ball?
I'm loving it.
All right.
Great. Just like McDonald's. Food, folks, and fun. Bop, 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 and you loving it. That's all she all about.
I could suddenly want some fries now. You know, freshly cooked. Yeah. All right, so we're just going to transition real quick. So for the listener, stay tuned. We're going to be coming right back with the rest of the subjects. Stacey, stay on the line. We got you.
All right.
Say something to the people while we close out.
Hey.
That's all.
Really safe, but you know what?
Hey, look.
Listening. Keep it live. We got you.
That's right. You know, like I told you earlier, you know what I'm saying? Just be yourself. You know, you're doing great. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back as we segue into the next segment. All right, and we're back with our girl, Stacey. And everybody's having a drinky drink.
In love.
So I'm about to wrap up this moderation joint so I can join in the festivities.
Okay.
But okay, and we'll
just walk away.
Okay.
Oh. It's a difference. Oh, I'm sorry.
I wish I knew the words. What a difference. And that's all I know.
All in a million years.
Oh no, I thought you were talking about what we have.
Oh yeah.
And what we have is yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So we are definitely back. We are all here on this good old nice night. Good and chilly outside too, I can tell. We are here. We'll just sit on my left hand side, just getting just I don't know. He's just floating.
Float. Yeah, there you go.
And Stacey has her cocktail. And I want y'all to have an opinion on something as we go into this next subject. You know, we all have our preferences when it comes to what we have in mind for a mate. So, with the dating scene, you know, you meet this person, you meet that person, what have you. How important is it to stick to a preference?
Very.
Yeah.
You want what you want, and you shouldn't settle or deviate away from what would make you happy, mm-hmm. inside and out.
Right.
It's very important.
Okay. So, what if? Well, yeah, because see, this is a subject with a wild card question. So, Stacey, what if? Okay, I know you probably looking for like the tall, you know, and I know you like beards.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, so.
Yeah.
What if he has a heart of gold? He's the ultimate man. You know, he's the best for you. He's the best for your kids. He is everything that you dreamed of, except he's like 5'2".
Absolutely not. You gotta be bigger than my youngest child. at least. Listen, my mama picks on me all the time. She's like, I bet your soulmate out here, he's short. I bet he is.
Ooh. But I mean,
I'm almost 5'7".
Uh-huh.
Like, that's a lot to take on. I can't do the Tory Lanez thing. That's why.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. So pretty much you don't deal with Mushkins. That's basically what it is.
I mean, you know what?
I've ever dealt with 5'8".
Mm-hmm. 5'8"?
That's the shortest.
So I'm going to ask
you a question. Everybody's was 5'11", but listen, I like getting hugs, and I swear, tall people get a best hug. You know, your standards are your standards. Now, who knows? You know, I make jokes, but who knows? That short person might come in my life and blow me away. And you know what? If you do what you're supposed to do, I might. Because if you can hit my purposes and standards in other ways, I may be able to forego that. You just gotta be one heck of a person. I said, I don't been married before. So my standards are like now ridiculously high.
Right.
Because I know what I'm worth, and I know what I want, and I know what's right, and I know what's wrong.
You know,
so my standards are ridiculously high.
You raised a good point. You said know your worth, and a lot of women out here don't really remember that, and they will pretty much place themselves mm-hmm. on a clearance.
I lost myself in my marriage.
Right, you know. Mm. So that's very, very important, you know, to know your worth.
I really lost myself. Like I remember sitting up. I was about 34. No, 2015, I was 32. And my grandfather died right before my birthday in March of 2015. But at Christmas, he was texting me. And he asked me a question, and this really bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Stacey, you're texting me, telling me what the kids want for Christmas. What do you want? And I could not answer his question. Stacey, what's your favorite color? What do you like? What's your favorite flower? I could not answer his question at all. I completely lost who I was.
Right.
And I really had to sit there and write out a list and think of things that I like. At a big age of 32. So, you got to know who you are and you got to know your worth.
Very important. Yes. Yes, very important. I agree. Yeah, you talking about your grandfather, Triple OG, right?
Huh?
You talking about your grandfather?
Oh, no, not Triple OG. Oh, he got on me, too. He got on me, too, before he passed.
Yeah.
So this is my grandfather from North Carolina.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Triple OG got on me, too.
Oh, man.
He would be in the store, and he would always be looking at flowers. And he called me my nickname. My name is Nummy. He's like, Nummy,
mm-hmm.
what kind of flowers you like? I remember standing there like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? And I ended up, like, picking something, and now hyacinth is my favorite flower in the world. And I just picked something because it was there, and it ended up being my favorite thing ever.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, it's important to, you know, to know your worth, and not just for women but for men as well, you know. And that's why I'm asking both of you this, because you know Will here, you know, he's we talk about relationships off the record, and you know he tells me about things that he's experienced. So
mm.
you know, as far as like what he's looking for in a woman and everything. So mm. Will, how important is it to stick to your preference? I mean, you know, Is it different from a guy's side? He's digging into his mind, y'all. Get ready.
All right, here you go.
Brace yourself for impact.
You know what? Oh, boy. I've been walking around the block. And I'm coming back to my senses. At the end of the day,
uh-huh.
like what Stacey said,
mm-hmm.
it's all about what you want.
Right.
We always want to be in a good, committed relationship when somebody loves us for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing about it, we do more than the other person do for us. Mm-hmm. We even settle for less just because we want to be loved. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And through all that, we always get the backlash of all relationships. So that put us in a shell of, you like, you know what? You know what you're worth. Mm-hmm. You know what type of person that you are. You know what you're going to bring to the table. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about you as a person. You know you're a good person. You mm-hmm. know that you, when it comes down to love, you know that you could love that person how somebody want to love you as well. Mm-hmm. So that's why your standards be high. I don't blame them. I'm the same way too. I want my standards high too, because you deserve what you're worth. I'm not going to settle for less.
All right.
You understand what I'm saying? And people's like, oh, you can't be picky. Let me explain something to you, okay?
Uh-oh.
Let me explain something to you.
Go to church.
It goes over to something like this. I know who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. I know who Stacy is as a person too. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking as for two, not for one. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And what we, when people come to us like that, they want people like us just to settle for less. And behind the backlash, mind you, behind the scenes, we be putting up so much BS mm-hmm. trying to show that person who we are as a person. This ain't just a front. This is who we are as a person. Mm-hmm. When we do something for a person, we do stuff from the heart. Mm-hmm. We doing something because we care about that person. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, what we tired of, and Stacy contested it, we get out, they give our ass a kiss. Mm-hmm. So you're like, you know what? We at the point in our life, mind you, we are adults. We at the point in our life, like, you know what? We tired of this.
Right.
You know what? If that means we have to wait, so be it. Mm-hmm. But we know what type of person that we want. We know what we desire.
Right.
Because it's only right. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it never fails. It never fails. It always saying that opposite does attract. Mm-hmm. Right? I know who I am. I'm a good person. I'm full of love. I don't want no boring ass person. Mm-hmm. Right? I want somebody that's kind of level.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Meaning opposite is far as needs, mm-hmm. not wants. You understand what I'm saying? And that's probably the same thing for her too.
Right.
You know?
So but I hear what you're saying. And, you know, from both of you, I hear what you all are saying. And one thing I can say is that, you know, experience is the best teacher. And also experience forms, in a sense, what you prefer. It pretty much molds you, you know, to what you prefer, like I was trying to say. But you know, it's like with this topic, you know, my next question is pretty much a good segue as well, because we live in a world of judgment, okay? And like Stacy, you know what you prefer, right?
Right.
And Will, you know what you prefer, but some people may use a term to you know, kind of box you in as far as what you're seeking, and that's the word type. Like, oh you got a type. Yeah. You know, but mm-hmm. right, so yeah. so you know, regardless of the bit of ignorance, you know, from people on the outside looking in, you know, I mean, is there such thing as, could preference be the same thing as type? Or
pretty much.
Yeah.
I said it. Go ahead, Stacey. I'm sorry.
I said no. Because I should prefer A, B, and C, but I already had type D, E, F, and then type D, E, F, and come right back around, and I have even preference from A, B, and C, and you can find yourself gravitating right back towards it because it's familiar and you know what it is.
Right.
So to me, that's separate.
Mm-hmm. Will, what you think about that?
Preference is type is this. Type is physical. Mm-hmm. Preference is needs and wants. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? preface is like this. My preface is I want this person to be a lady, not be no HO in the street. Mm-hmm. A freak in the bed, lady in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Type is, prime example, I want somebody my height and short. I love short girls. Why? So I can kiss on their forehead and say, have a good night. That's my preference. And I can go on and on and on because that's the difference. So at the end of the day, those the difference. But can it be similar? It depends again on the person. Because if you're lucky enough, you cannot two birds in one stone.
Well, y'all know what? Both of y'all, I'm gonna say this to y'all. You know, I want a girl with extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least two pair, a Fendi bag, and a bad attitude.
Well, that's all I'm talking about. Well, good luck with that. Because I tell you what, if she got that black, gel on top of her forehead, that let her know her scalp is raw. So that lets you know right there.
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
Pap your wee, baby. Pap your wee, baby.
Look, Lord, fix it. Fix all of it, Jesus. Fix all of it. All right, so look, we got a question that when I wrote this question down, I was like, you know, this is pretty sticky to me because we as human beings, you know, we have so much of a comfort zone when it comes to a lot of things that we like to reside in. You know, we love the comfort zone because it works for us, because we don't want to deal with the severity of what the situation may, you know, entail. With that being said, you know, the word friend has been stretched longer than, you know, than anything.
Let me go ahead and get my nipples.
Go ahead and take a sip. You two stays. Go ahead and take a sip.
Oh, here we go.
All right. So look, I ask people at times. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, are you in a relationship? Are you in a relationship? And first thing that comes out of their mouth, 9.99999 times out of 10, is
I got a little friend.
There you go. say it again, Stacey. Say it again.
I got a little friend.
What you mean, a little friend? Why? I mean, and then sometimes I would say, well, you know, how long have y'all been together? And they'd be like, oh, about 8 months or 6 months. You know, this, that, and the, you know, about a year or two or more. And it's like, why haven't you defined what it really is? You see, one thing about me and my wife right now, okay, one thing I could say is that when we started dating, it was at one point she really put me in check, and the way that she did it was so smooth, and I admired it so well that I just had to pass it on to people. She said blatantly one day, she just simply said, what are we doing? Simple as that. And that question put me in check so quick that I was just admired by how it was done, how smooth it was done, because it's simple, it's to the point. What is going on here? You know, because we are doing things that are definitely involving some type of emotions here, emotions that will definitely cross the line at some point, you know, and as of this point, it's not really even friends, you know. But I hate that word because it's just like everybody uses it so comfortably, you know. So, so Stacey, what is your take on that?
There you go.
Well, you know,
yes, sir.
You know, she bought it.
There's a lot of layers in a friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's kind of hitting home.
Mm-hmm.
Have a friend. You know, you know, it's a lot of chemistry between us. It's a lot between us, but we will call each other best friends as well. Like, he really is my best friend. Like, he knows stuff that my best friend of 25 years don't know about me. But then we got this other stuff going on too. And, you know, he knows my intentions, and I do know how he feels about stuff. And he's just kind of, you know, I'm really afraid of, I just want to hurt you. And in all ourselves, we don't have a friendship. We've been friends since we were little. Like, we've known each other all our lives. So, the term friend can get very loose, but it falls all the way back, honestly, back to question number two of who's defining what. And then it falls back into communication and being honest about things. If you're going to use the term friend, do we do relationship style stuff? We do. But are we in a relationship? No. But we're honest about that. And we communicate about these things. And we both define the terms of what we're doing. Every single question you ask falls back into every question that you previously asked.
Right.
Those layers are there.
So it's like,
now there's a flip side to it.
Alright.
Because both men and women can do this, and they use the term friend to their advantage, and then when something begins to not go their way, you want to throw the friendship back up. Well, but remember, you know, we were doing A, B, and C, but we really just be friends. And some people go back and use it in a negative light, so it still falls back to you. You have to be honest and upfront. And you got to communicate who, what, where, when, and why.
Right. So you think that the word friend is based off of maybe not fully communicating with what we have going on here?
I get it. It's girl code.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. I get it. It's girl code. I get it. Well, I guess I get it. It's girl code.
Now, I guess some girls will be like, that's my boyfriend, but that's my friend boy.
Right.
That's a country people I be around. I can't stand it. But I get what they were saying. I was like, oh, I read that very well between the lines.
I got you. So, look. We're gonna take a pause real quick because our timer on these segments is about to run out. So when we come back, we're gonna get Will's perspective on the word friend. Okay, he's over here with these songs again. Okay, actually, when we come back, Stacey, we're going to get your thoughts as well on the subject. And then we're going to segue over to Will's thoughts, and we're gonna make it do what it do. This here. Episode 17 is a doozy, if that's even a word I can use at
it's
the moment.
Lit.
It's lit. It's a doozy. It's
well.
It's.
I'm gonna put it out there. I don't have no lighter.
Huh?
I don't have no lighter.
Okay. Well, I have a lighter here.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna go ahead and take this break real quick. For my listeners out there, what do you think? I mean, really, this is crazy for real. Are you enjoying the ride? I know I am. We all up in here. It is an event in the making. All right. I'm babbling. I'm going to go ahead and take a break and come right back. So in the meantime, y'all go ahead and, like I say, go ahead and call your mama. Get something to drink. Go use the bathroom, whatever you got to do. And we shall be back in just a minute. Stacey, close us out.
All right. This will not be easy. Hold up. It's lit up in here. Stay tuned.
That's right. Stay tuned. All right. And we'll be back right after this. All right, as promised, we are back with a couple of technical difficulties, but nevertheless, we are back. My man to my left right here is Mr. William Ingram.
Live on the ones and twos.
Live on the ones and twos. And also,
hey.
Special guest tonight, our darling, Stacey Smith.
My darling, darling. Hey, hey, hey.
All right, all right. So, before we left out, Stacey, I wanted to get your, you know, your remaining thoughts on the subject about the word friend and how comfortable we are using it in relationships. And then we're going to segue over to Will, because Will got something to say. Will right now is like, Southern hip hop back in 1995, when Andre 3000 said it best at the rewards show. He said the South got something to say, and Will right now is the South. He got something to say. But Stacey, you got something to say too, so we're going to get your thoughts, and we're going to segue over to Will.
Yeah.
So,
if you're going to use the term friend to define your situation, you got to communicate. You got to have a clear definition of what you're actually saying, and you got to be upfront and honest.
That's right.
Because that term is very loose. There's a lot of layers to it. We can really be friends, and we can also have this physical aspect and emotional aspect of a relationship as well that can be tied into our friendship.
Right.
So we got to be upfront, and we got to talk about this, and we got to be clear of the boundaries. Boundaries are important, and you have to set them. They're for you. They're not for them. They're for you. And you've got to respect your, quote-unquote, friends' boundaries as well. Because if not, it can lead you down a very ugly rabbit hole, and now everybody's sitting up here sad.
Mm-hmm. That is the word friend. Mr. William.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
That song defined a lot of things, though, for real. I ain't playing.
Well, this is
the thing.
I ain't gonna be all Steve Harvey with this, okay? So I'm gonna get straight to the thing.
Well, I mean, you don't have on
a
suit.
That's a good thing.
Thank you. I'm shirt and tie. Like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a suit on, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, don't hate me because my fade look better than yours.
What?
Here's the thing about friend. Us guys, we simple. Remember this. Just like ABC, 1, 2, 3. Us guys, when it comes down to females, it's a definition of friend. It depends on the female.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Prime example. And me and a female kicking it, right? And we got a good vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could see her as, you know what? She could be my main. But in the mix of getting to know her, there's something kind of like, you know what? I'm going to put her as a friend. Either the chemistry is not there, or, you know what I'm saying? Even though we cool, I put her as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's one perspective. The second perspective as a friend is like this. You know what? Let's get to it. Forget the dinner. Get the entrees. Let's get to the dessert. Okay? Hey, how are you? How are you too? I like you. You like me too. Can we be friends? Yes, we can. However, here's the limits. Can you obey by the rules? Yes, I can. However, there's a kick to it. Can you control your emotions? Of course, ooh, I can.
Hold on.
Of course I can. Now we get somewhere.
Okay.
Now we get somewhere.
I got a confession.
Oh. Okay, Usher. Go ahead.
I got a confession.
Go ahead.
All right. You know, back in my single days, let me go ahead and, you know, insert that disclaimer.
Back in my single days,
there was a young lady I was dealing with, and we both had an understanding from the beginning of what the relationship consisted of. And I use the word relationship very loosely because it was more like FWP. FWB, excuse me, friends with benefits. Mm. But yours truly, I caught feelings because looking back, I think I caught feelings because, yeah, we were, you know, we had our arrangement and we did what we did.
Was the pizza too good?
Huh?
Was the pizza too good?
Well, the thing was, I was more of I was more of a friend to her than I should have been.
Oh.
And
In other words,
yes.
More anchovies.
No. So I put it to you this way. I was, yeah, anchovies are nasty. Yeah, so, yeah, I put it to you this way. I got caught up. I admit, as a man, and a lot of men won't admit this, but I got caught up because, you know, with her, although I never told her, but I wanted more than what we had, well, you know, than what the arrangement that we had discussed and agreed to. I wanted more. It was something special about her. But I had to fight myself, so to speak, emotionally to really get that part out of my system and just keep it as what it was, because I had to realize that it wasn't going to go any further.
Yo, so, can I approach the bench?
Proceed.
Thank you. Like my suit. I got it from City Trends. So at the end of the day,
it's fashion for less.
Thank you. So at the end of the day, it's like this. In the contract, right, it states we are friends with benefits. However, if emotion comes into it, I don't have a problem with that. At the end of the day, we are friends with benefits. It didn't tell you in the contract how good the pizza is, right? Right, Stacy. At the end of the day, stick to the fine print. This is the problem. When we go with the proceed, the emotions come. Everybody is full throttle. Now we got a dilemma. Here's the renege on the contract. So all of a sudden, now we got problems. No, at the end of the day, this is what we agreed to. But you know what? As humans, mm-hmm. I'm going to put my hand up as I'm going on to trial, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we always drop the ball at the 1 yard line. So, hey, it's not my fault that my, my delivery is good in the slot where it's supposed to be to drop the package. It's not my fault of the fact that, hey, you know, when you caught feelings, just like Maxwell, I can't control that. But the contract states at the door what we supposed to do.
Okay. Well, you know.
And thank you, Stacy, for the moment of silence.
Okay. What?
I got questions.
Yeah, because what I'm gathering is that, you know, okay, you know, you should definitely stick to the arrangements and the, you know, terms and conditions as well. I understand where you're going with that. But, you know, I admit that I was someone who, you know, especially unheard of for a man to actually, you know, really catch feelings for, you know, outside of what the arrangement consisted of. So, you know, hey, that's what happened, and I had to fight myself to get out of that.
No. I got this, bro.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing. As us guys,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. Especially if we get caught up and we really... when the arrangements has happened, but sometimes if we really say, you know, screw the arrangement, I really like you.
Mm-hmm.
We get caught up.
Yeah, let's be honest, the sex is good and it's invoking other emotions.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to segue,
mm-hmm.
right? Like to other stuff. It's like, hey, look, you know, we could work something out. You know what I'm saying? Screw what we agree on. We can get more than this. And you know what always fail? They tend to back away from that. And that leave us like saying, well, dang, what did I do wrong? I was being honest to let you know how I feel about you. But it always tend to like saying, you know what? You know what? I see where this is about to go. We might as well cut this short, because the more we prolong this, the more feelings that you gain, mm-hmm. and the more difficult this is going to break apart. Mm-hmm. In time, this is going to rebuild our friendship, so it won't have any losses. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense? What you think, Stacy?
Well, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is this friendship solely based on the friends and benefit situation? You know, with you know, is that what the friendship is solely based on, or do we have other basis of a friendship?
Well, here you go.
You know, we cool back in middle school and stuff, and we reconnect, and we got a good rapport, and then we introduce sex to the mix, or are we just friends with benefits? Just two people having sex with each other.
Oh, okay, I got this. It's like this, Tracy. It's not Stacy. I mean Stacy. I'm sorry. At the end of
drink.
At the end of the day, drink. This is what it was. You ever had? It's like it depends on a friendship. If I'm really, really cool with this woman, to the point that I could talk to her about anything, and I could feel that I could be more comfortable with her. And then when it comes down to sex, it's kind of like it's a difficult situation, because now she gained feelings. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm caught up with two women, you know, compared to, like, you know what? Because us guys, we simple. We could took it there. We could have taken it there, but we always had to have a reminder. It's like, if I take it there, then we won't have that comfort zone, mm-hmm. to the point that I can't come out and reach out to you to be that therapist of what's going on in my relationship, mm-hmm. that comfort zone. So it's a risk, basically, in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, one thing I learned is that you know, we have to really understand what the terms and conditions are, because if not, you will end up feeling all in your feelings, and there's nothing you can do about it, plain and simple. I mean, that's how I see it, absolutely. You know, and that's basically from experience of, you know, what I've learned, you know, along the way in life. Guys, this has been great. We have really broke ground on something new tonight. We really have. And Stacy, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. We have really reached a new level in this right here, for real. You have been fantastic. I told you, just to be yourself, and look what happens. You're a natural, kid. Yeah. You're a natural. Will, it's been great.
That's right. That's right. You see it? I'm about to do my thing with a hula hoop and a Cheerio. You
know I don't know what that means. You know, he has the strangest analogies at times. Sometimes I'd be like, okay, let me think about that real quick. Yeah, but Before we go into our benediction, you know, I do want to give both of you all the space to, you know, just to say what's on your mind, what's on your heart, and everything as we wrap this up, because this has been great. This has been definitely a ride. So, my darling Stacy, what are your thoughts?
Hey. Listen, when it comes out to a relationship, just be you, be honest, open to communicate. And importantly, more than anything, listen to your partner.
That's right.
You can hear what somebody's saying. You got to actually listen to them and take it in stride. Don't think that somebody is out to hurt you, because this is a relationship. And just look at it as a way to improve, to make your partner happy as well as you. That's it. That is the key to a successful relationship.
That's right. That's right. That is the key to a successful relationship, because communication is key. I mean, just tell me what you need from me, you know? And you know what? That also segues into understanding love language too. You know, because
that's another podcast right there.
Yeah.
Oh. We can take it there real quick. What's your definition?
Love language.
Okay, we can take it there real quick.
Okay, all right. I tell you what, we're going to sprinkle on the subject real quick. You know, in our closing, we're just going to sprinkle on it real quick. Let's first get an understanding. You know, we're going to go ahead and get a core definition. Oops, I'm sorry. I'm looking at something and I'm talking to you all at the same time. Multitasking, this is not working for me. Okay, first of all, we're going to go ahead and get a general definition. I'll tell you what, this is how it's going to happen. I'm going to read to you a definition of what love language is, and then I'm going to ask you, Stacy, and you will, what your definitions, or since we're here in the South, y'all's definitions of what love language is. And you talking about mashed potatoes, we ain't got time for that. All right. So love language describes how we receive love from others. You know, like words of affirmation, you know, saying supportive things to your partner, acts of service, doing helpful things to your partner, receiving gifts, giving your partner gifts, and then telling them what you're thinking about them. Those are just examples. But to me, I'm going to give my little bit of, you know, definition of it. You know, for this from experience, love language is doing it's actions that, how can I put this? Love language to me is what I need from you in order to make me feel loved. Whether it be something simple as a touch or a certain type of affection, you know, just to scratch on the surface a little bit, because we are sprinkling on the subject, you know, because that's, like you said, Stacy, that's just a whole different podcast right there. But fire away, go ahead, what you got?
I think love language is important. I think that almost, honestly, no matter the nature of the relationship, whether it's just a platonic friendship, friends with benefits, to a long-term relationship, you are dealing with somebody on these levels, y'all need to compare your love languages. You need to know what makes somebody happy, because if that person's love language is physical touch, like myself, then buying me a gift is not going to make me happy and make me feel love. I want a hug. Because I like to be touched, and I like to touch. I take it quarterly. Mm-hmm. Like at least every 90 days, I will go and I retake the love language test to see. It's very interesting to me how my percentage changes. I've gone from 20-something% touch to 47% touch. You know, it's just, it depends on my mood and the time that I'm taking it. You know, mood touches vary. No gray area. Would you like a hug for somebody, or would you like for somebody to bring you a gift because they thought about you? You know, it really depends on how I'm feeling in that moment. Like right now, mine is 40% touch, 0% gift, 13% act of service, 20% word of affirmation, 27% quality time.
Mm-hmm.
3 months ago, it was 27% words of affirmation. It was 30% words of affirmation. Like, it changes, and it's very interesting to me, because only you know how you're going to feel love.
Right.
And in that moment, you might need work more than you need anything else. And in another moment, you might need a little touch. In another moment, I want like a little gift. You know, it just, it's, to me, it's very important. It's very important to know your partner's love language as well, and for them to know yours.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, before we get to Will, there is about an average of five elements in the pyramid put together by Maslow, which is hierarchy of needs. So, and one of them is definitely love. So, love and belonging, you know, and that includes friendship, intimacy, family, stuff like that. And that, and that is, you know, that is important as well, you know, as far as like, you know, because we all need love and we all need to understand what a love language is. Now, Will has stepped out for a sec. He'll be back in just a couple of seconds. But love language to me is very important. It was at a point I had to realize, I mean, I had to ask myself, and I believe that we all have to ask ourselves, what do I really want? It's like, well, what really makes me feel good from a person? You know, or maybe somebody can actually do something to you or for you that really makes you feel good, and you begin to wonder, hey, is this what I really want? Or, you know, or I think I want this more, or blah blah blah, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, that's how that goes. And tell you what, we're gonna take a break real quick, and we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up with our Will's response in just a moment. So Stacey, sit tight, and we're gonna come right back. Stacey, you there? I think we had lost her for a sec. Hold on. Stacey, you still there? Okay, hold on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had a little bit of technical difficulties in the last segment, but you know, me and Stacey was talking about love language when Will had stepped out for a sec. Well, now he's back. So, Will, what is your definition of love language?
Easy. Make sure you have this pen and pad on your memory Rolodex, whatever you call it. Here's your love language. First of all, start off with communication. Communication leads to understanding. Understanding turns into feelings. And feelings turn to bond. And which is developing to love. That's love language.
You know,
trust and honest, and also being there with one another. From the good times and from the bad times, which to build you up to let that person know how much you love that person. That's love language.
Sounds like you're building a Big Mac, man. It's like,
oh, with the fries.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Yeah, and large Coke too. Thank you. All right, so, all right, as of this point, we all understand what love language means. And we want you, the listeners, to also understand what it means and establish it. And don't be afraid to say what you feel and what you need from your partner. Now, we're going to go ahead. That's right. Amen. So right now, we're going to go ahead and proceed to the benediction. We want to thank Stacey once again for joining us with our foolishness. Give it up for Stacey Smith, y'all. Yay! Yay! That's right. Stacey Smith has put up with our foolishness. I definitely look forward to hearing more from you, Stacey, on the podcast. And you know, it was just beautiful all the way around. Of course, my right hand man, even though he's on my left side, Will.
Very, very good.
The
best thing since chocolate milk. Cereal on the side. Don't forget the napkins and the spoon.
I don't know where he gets that from. I don't know. But you know what? It's all good. And of course, yours truly. You know, I am Uncle Dewey, and this is the Uncle Dewey Podcast. And just want to thank you all for listening. This has been epic. This has been amazing. This has been one for the books. This has been. Yes. Definitely.
But look, I don't have no money for no fireworks. So how's epic?
How's epic?
Yeah.
It's a state of mind, sir.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. Yep. In all of its epicness, and with all of my uncleness and uncleisms and all other made up words I can think of at the moment. But either way, it has been great. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank I want to thank my girl, Stacy, once again, for coming along for the ride. My man, Will.
You are welcome.
Oh, man, we appreciate it. So, without further ado, as you stand, proceed to the exit. And remember, Uncle Dewey love you. And if anything else, remember, call your mama, text her, whatever you got to do.
There you go.
This has been epic. And we out.
Make sure you lock the gate. I found my bedroom shoes, by the way. It was in the closet.
No words. No words. Stacy, close us out. Close us out, Stacy.
Listen, all hearts and minds clear. Everybody be even.
That's
be
right.
Tight.
That's right. That's
We're
right.
All Friday.
That's right, because especially Stacy and myself, we definitely church kids, so we know about the real benediction where we stand and we say, "May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another."
First of all, being the real church kid is getting a little washed. Ain't no child ever said it right.
Exactly, 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 exactly. You're right. All right, y'all. It's been great. We're going to go ahead and close out. Thank you all for coming. Thank you all for listening. And we are out. In 5, 4, where you are. I mean, you get the rest, But anyway, we out. God bless you. We out.
Peace.
Good night.
Good night.